Organic chemistry, we're on to the last meaty part of the course. So why do people do organic chemistry other than just for fun? Well, mostly it's just for fun. This guy here, Petit down in Adelaide, he decided that he wanted to make a cube out of carbon, and it's obviously very hard. If you think about the characteristics of carbon, each carbon atom should have a tetrahedral angle at it if it's going to have four single bonds. What's the angle inside a tetrahedron? Warm? 109.5, yeah. You guys haven't had enough revision on it yet, where Kelly, I stressed to them, yeah, that's what you have to know, yeah. So, to go from 109.5 to 90, that's really straining the thing, but he managed to do it. So, that's part of the deal, is people go, wow, I bet I can, no you can't, and they sit and burrow away for years in the lab until they manage to do it. So, he built cubane then, and related sort of molecules. Sometimes people want to do things that they find in nature. So Woodward is a very famous chemist in the States, Woodward Hoffman. They worked synthetically and theoretically together. And he worked then on cholesterol. Now, cholesterol then is the main steroid. Most of the other steroids are synthesized from cholesterol. In 1010 at the moment, the biological chemistry subject, we're doing steroids, and I'm saying to these guys, okay, so you start with memorizing the structure for cholesterol, and after that you're automatically able to recognize the other steroids, because this is the framework that all of the common steroids have. They have these three six-membered rings fused together, and then a five ring fused to that last junction. Now, he then decided, well, if nature can build cholesterol, we can build this thing too. And he put like a team of postdocs onto it, and they beavered away to come up with a synthetic way of building this thing. Now often it will be for good reason, because you might attain a natural product like this that has some pharmaceutical activity, and you have just ground down four whole trees to get a nanogram of material that has that pharmaceutical activity, which people really like. But you can't keep harvesting trees at that rate to get, you know, like a milligram of material, because you're just going to deforest the planet. So you go, right, well, that's the compound that we need, but we now need a synthetic route to the compound. So you then put teams of postdocs onto it for a few years, and they will crack that problem given enough sort of resources. So that's the reason that a lot of people do it. I would say these days there's about probably 10% of the people working on the pure blue sky sort of research, let's go out there and make some stuff just because we can, and there's about 90% working for the pharmaceutical companies, because this is where the real dollars are at.